My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. So far this morning, you have donated $177,424. Thank you if you've given already. If you haven't yet, you can call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. You can also go online and donate at jimmyfund.org, or if you want to make it simple, you can just text KCANCER to 20222, and that is a $25 donation. We're waiting for David Ortiz, who will join us here momentarily. In the meantime, we are joined by the man who really needs no introduction. I guess we could just say the captain.
We are joined
by the captain, Jason Veritek. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
I'm good. I think I listened to the first part of your commercial, and yeah, when you're up late and you don't have much sleep, you gotta test your testosterone, because that was a long one last night.
Well, absolutely. And you know how it goes. I mean, we're not getting any younger. Sometimes low T can be an issue, Tech.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
Although, I'll tell you, I mean, I see you out there from time to time, emergency catcher role behind the plate. Look like you could step right in there. If you needed to catch, you could step right in there tomorrow.
It's called I Could Fall Right In There Tomorrow.
By the way, also, I need one of the VTech Fight Club T-shirts that I see the guys wearing. Can you get me one of those?
Well, I think you know me well enough to know I had zero to do with that, and I don't wear one. So our Los Monos T-shirts are Los, changed to Los, or from Los to Los. Okay, we can work that. I'll be I'm part of that, but I'm not a part of that. No.
No.
Tommy McLaughlin.
But it's a nice homage to you, certainly, that the fellas are wearing those.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
The Red Sox always have pretty good T-shirt game. Like the underdog T-shirts last year, there were reports that maybe you were the ones that put them in people's lockers. I mean, none of my business, but the T-shirts always kind of hit.
Yeah, rumors are rumors, you know. Sometimes you're sneaky.
I was trying to say this earlier, Jason, that we have a new generation of Sox fans that wasn't living and dying with that 04 team. I'm just curious, you know, when you think back to those days, is it possible to explain just how intense it was and what it was you guys finally overcame? Like, just Game 7, Yankee Stadium, Damon hits that home run. Like, has there ever been a feeling outside of kids being born that has replicated that emotion, Jason?
Well, I think that, you know, over the time, it's what's been built for years and what's been built over time. I mean, we're not there without, you know, Pesky and Jim Rice and Johnny Valentin, Mo Vaughn, and Dewey Evans. Like, we're not in those positions without that, because it took a lot. But the burden that had been felt by what later became Red Sox Nation, or known as, was felt across the board. And that put a sense of relief through it.
What up?
Hold on. Big Poppy has finally decided to arrive here this morning. Tech, do we fine him for being late or something?
Good.
David,
good luck.
You can sit right down. We got Jason Veritek's on the phone. Sit right down there, David. Right here is great. When you look at kind of this team post trade deadline, you're there every day with them. How do you feel like these guys are feeling, and what's sticking out with you as far as this team of guys right now?
Love you,
yeah,
brother.
I mean, we what up, David? We played well. Things haven't gone record wise as well in the second half or post. Well, post then been fine, just second half, but. We're in games until, you know, this past weekend with Houston. We lost a punch in the face on Sunday, and you could have flip-flopped either one of the first two games. So, and that's what they're doing, putting themselves in positions to win every night. And, it's the ebb and flows of sometimes pitching carries hitting, sometimes hitting's got to carry pitching. If they don't match up, you lose the game. And they're doing a good job of mixing and matching both. It's a relentless group, a relentless mix of young and old that we can, I don't want to say old, but, you know, veteran players. But the youth has some serious dynamic abilities that we've been able to wait through the course of time, and they've come out.
David Ortiz is here. Poppy, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let me ask you this question. If you are running late coming to the ballpark, can you just pull over and park on your own bridge?
Probably.
That's what
I got the green light. Yeah. That's what the governor said.
That's what I would say. Curtis brought up 2004, and does it seem like it's been 20 years? We were just talking to Jason about that. Seem like it's been 20 years?
Man, time is flying. I mean, it doesn't seem like it has been 20 years. I mean, I can remember things that happened back then that and let me tell you, I'm not really good at remembering things. You know what I'm saying? So everything is moving fast. But, yeah, man, I mean, it's been a minute. But it doesn't seem like it.
I want to ask both of you guys about the relationship that the Red Sox have with the Jimmy Fund. It's really special. It's been going on since 1953, I think the longest-running relationship between a professional sports franchise and a charity. What has it meant to you over the last 20 years?
Well, when I first got here, the team that I used to play for also – you know, every Major League Baseball club is into the community service and all those type of things. But once I got here to Boston, the way the Red Sox manage and educate us as a player is in a different dimension. And I say that because once I got here, I see the Jimmy Fund, especially, you know, where this is something that it brings so many things together. You know, it was something that it caught my attention right away when I first got here. You know what I'm saying? And being able to, you know, raise money to do what the Jimmy Fund does is something that to me is very special.
Jason, your perspective on that?
Yeah, you know, it's something that that rallies a nation. That rallies the Red Sox Nation and has from the get-go. And the longer you're here, you understand that growth from people that have grown up here, you know, like my wife, you know, born and raised up here. And it's a day that everybody looks forward to, or a time period that everybody looks forward to give back. But our relationship with the Jimmy Fund allows us to give back and to be supportive in those areas. But it's more about the masses. It's more about the whole Red Sox Nation than it is just the Sox and the Jimmy Fund.
Well, it's interesting hearing David talk about how clubs that he was with beforehand, you know, all clubs do something in the community to give back. But it feels like Red Sox players, even after they maybe move on or they retire, stay connected with Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. So for you two, was that something that you wanted to make sure happened after your time with the Red Sox was over?
No, you have to. You have to. To me, it's basically mandatory, you know, because when it comes down to helping and giving back, it's something that to me goes a long way. You know, as you guys know, I got my own foundation also. And it's all about helping people. It's all about helping children, you know. The children are the future of what we are. And this is something that, like I say, the Red Sox, every single player that comes through this organization, after you retire, even after when you move on to somewhere else, you carry that with you because the Red Sox emphasize big time on it. And it's not just that. It's just the way they do it. You know what I'm saying? The way they involve you as a player. I mean, I retired 7 years ago, and I still always want to do something for the marathon, for the Jimmy Fund. I mean, everything that is going on around here, it's all collapsing in the same space, helping people, giving back, you know? And to me, that is in a special place.
And David, I feel like you embodied and owned the pressure of Boston in a way that I had not seen prior to 2004, where you accepted how much that championship meant. You understood the anger and the stress and the angst of the fans, and you somehow were able to fuel it into performance on the field. Do you look back on those days and wonder just how you did what you did in that ALCS and marvel at the way in which you sort of put the team and the city on your back at that time?
I tell you what, when I first got here, I had no clue about how deep and connected the fans were with the team. But I remember when we lost those playoffs against the Yankees in 2003, while we were playing here, and even when they finished us up over there at Yankee Stadium, it took me a minute to look around and look at the fans' faces. I swear to God, I feel like I was in a funeral. You know, that, to me, was a special moment and something that I never forget about until the last day I played. I saw people, you know, it means something special to win here in New England. I got that memo my very first year. I saw people really suffering for us not being able to continue and move on and win the World Series. And I took it personal.
I love it. That's why this is our, don't say it.
Don't poke me.
It's our city.
You already know.
We'll leave the other word
That's
out.
That's right.
Wiggy!
I got a question for both of them. They're both still connected to the game. And, you know, coming from the world of football and you watch the game and you try to stay connected, what do you think about the young players in today's game? You guys pass the torch to them and where they're taking the game. Do you like what you see? Are there things you'd like to see change? I mean, Jason, you're coaching. David, you're obviously an analyst. Mm-hmm. Do you like it? Would you like to see other things? What's your take on it? I guess I'll, you know, let you go first, David.
Go ahead, Jason.
No, go, Poppy.
No,
Does he always defer to you like that? I would.
No, actually, you know what? I always want him to go for it. He's the captain, man. Yeah. I'm afraid of that guy. I do what he say. Just so you know. I think the gang right now had the best talent of all time.
Really?
I would say that. I mean, look at those guys' body. Everybody's athletic. Everybody is very powerful. I really enjoy because during our time, the game doesn't have that many big guys, I would say. If you go around, you know, like what you see out there right now, it's like a combination of MLB, footballing, NBA.
Yeah.
You know, everything collapsing. Like, the guys are incredibly athletic nowadays. Now, I will say this. I know that cybermetrics has changed the game in some different type of way, which is good because, obviously, you know, everything has changed life-wise. So you had to just make an adjustment to whatever is out there nowadays. But the one thing that I'm a little concerned about in the game is, number one, I think we can the one of the fun part about the game that I always enjoy was not just being a power hitter. You know what I'm saying? I remember they used to play me basically everybody down this way, right? I used to enjoy hitting the ball down the line. Mm. Just to prove you wrong. Just to show you that I'm more than a power hitter. Just to show you that I'm capable of you know, use that barrel the way I wanted to. I don't want you to predetermine what I'm capable of. You know, and I used to take a lot of pride on that. And watching the guys hitting nowadays, it's a whole totally different game. Everybody basically get to be teach exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Juice some ball. Go to the plate thinking about hitting the home run. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. But I was, during the All-Star game, I was interviewing Freddie Freeman. And he's one of the most, he's one of the elite hitter in the league as of right now that hit for power and for average. And the conversation ended up like, Bobby, to be honest with you, nobody worry about me hitting for batting average. And I was like, that's sad because, yeah, to be honest with you, I prefer you to hit a blue for a base C than just watch you striking out with bases loaded.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, everything, all the good things that comes with a good batter, it have a lot to do with producing. And when you strike out, you do not produce.
Jason?
That's all I have to say.
Jason?
Well, I don't know if I can follow that. David, you're right. I should have went first.
Jason.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. You got something.
I want to ask both of you guys, in light of being here today, about Tim Wakefield. Jason, you were as close as anybody to him. It's been a really tough year, I know, for this Red Sox family, but this event, the Jimmy Fund, was so important to Tim and to Stacy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, with Tim being the face of the foundation for so many years, but that's just who he was, whether he was the face or not. His devotion to giving back to the community and being a responsible representative of it was something he took pride in. And, you know, yeah, it's tough around this time. Like, I got punched in the face the other day because every day they, you know, Tim's part of the montage that they show pregame about 10, 15 minutes before game time. And for some reason the other day, it just punched me in the face. I don't know if it's because this is coming up, but it's like, man, he's not here. And, you know, I've seen the montage 1,000 times already this season. And, just Tim, what he represents and his care and his love for the community, you know, the Jimmy Fund, his space coasters from in Florida and Cocoa or Melbourne. And, it just represents what you should represent to, set an example for and to give back with a good heart.
I tell you what, there's not one time that I walk into Fenway Park and I think of him. You know, Tim was a masterpiece. You know, the guy, he was special. Tim was a leader.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Like I always say, Tim was more than a human being because he cared about people in a type of way that I can't even describe. There's no words for it. You know, he cared so much about helping people, about giving back. And when you think about the Jimmy Fund, you think about the Red Sox, you definitely have to think about Tim and Stacy because that's all they did. I tell you what, I have this event for my foundation, and the 1 year that they didn't come, it was very notable because they're there every year. Yeah. Like, that's what they used to do,
yeah.
Help people. I learned so much from Tim Wakefield that he made me a better person, you know, because that's what he used to do for everybody.
Well,
great teammate, great leader, you know. I mean, you name it.
And you think about 04, Greg, 20 years later, but thinking back to Tim Wakefield in the context of that, what other player would the opposing Yankees manager single out by name after losing Game 7? The way Joe Torre said, you know, it sucks for us, but there's a part of me that's happy for Tim Wakefield.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
That's absolutely the type of respect, yeah, that he had, absolutely, across baseball.
Yeah. And David, David unfortunately has to be on the set with A-Rod all the time.
Yeah, I had to drop it like it's hot once in a while. I mean, you know how it is. On behalf of my Red Sox Nation.
Yeah, just knock his purse out of his hand. Oh. Whatever.
They're still cheated it, too.
I know, man. I know. But they're good guys, man.
They're, yeah, they're good guys. Yeah,
yeah, good,
I know.
Teammates,
it's easier to say that when you're being paid to be honest.
Well, actually, you're right.
All right, listen, both of you guys, what you do for this event, what you have done as players for the Jimmy Fund at Dana-Farber is extraordinary. So, it's Jason. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're probably on your way to work, but one final question: if it had to happen this evening, if either one of you were to be inserted into the lineup this evening, who would perform better?
Right now?
Yeah, right now, as you are right
you
now.
UCAP?
I've at least caught maybe 30 pitches the other day. I got a better chance.
All right. You agree? You think it's
you're the captain.
He's the captain. All right, guys. Thank you so much. All right, Jason, thanks. See you soon. All right.
Thanks. Some more money.
All right.
We love you, brother.
David, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you
we
for having me.
We appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and get ready for Gresham Foyer here at Fenway.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.